Good morning, it's Thursday, the 26th day of January. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Thursday is expected to be mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 43. Overnight will be cloudy as temperatures drop to near 40. Now on with today's top stories. Two Puyallup Police Department officers shot by a domestic violence suspect Wednesday afternoon at an apartment complex were treated and released from a hospital the same night, according to police. The officers have not been identified. Puyallup Police spokesperson Captain Ryan Portman said both were men, and their injuries were minor. The officers were shot by a 37-year-old man who barricaded himself from law enforcement in an apartment after his ex-girlfriend called 911, a Pierce County team investigating the shooting said in a news release. The man reportedly showed up at the apartment in violation of a domestic violence no-contact order. The suspect and Puyallup police exchanged gunfire at least twice during the hours-long standoff that began in the early afternoon and ended after dark. The man was taken into custody at about 6:53 p.m. after a SWAT team negotiated with him for hours to surrender. He was transported to a hospital for an injury to his hand after he surrendered. Investigators didn't specify whether it was a gunshot wound. Tacoma police arrested three teenagers on Friday following a string of gunpoint robberies targeting mostly students and a subsequent high-speed pursuit that officers ended due to concern for public safety, a spokesperson said. A pair of stolen AirPods eventually led police to a storage facility in Tacoma's South End, according to department spokesperson Wendy Haddo. Officers located a stolen maroon Kia SUV that matched the suspect vehicle description, then found a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old hiding nearby. Police arrested another 17-year-old inside a storage unit. Haddo said a fourth suspect has not been arrested. Five children between 14 and 15 reported being robbed at gunpoint Friday, according to Haddo. Two adult men also flagged down an officer investigating the robberies, reporting they'd retreated inside when four people armed with guns in a Kia approached them. The Kia owner reported their car stolen from their apartment complex parking lot off South 38th Street shortly after midnight on Thursday. High-speed internet is coming to the Kia Peninsula. Pierce County announced in a news release Monday that they're partnering with Comcast. The agreement will expand the availability of high-speed internet services on the Kia Peninsula, the release said. The internet expansion will bring a fast and reliable fiber-rich network and a full suite of services to over 526 Kia Peninsula homes and businesses, according to the release. The project is estimated to cost around $5 million. Pierce County is contributing $3.75 million from the American Rescue Plan Act. Pierce County and Comcast expect construction to begin around the end of this summer after they finalize the design and begin the permitting process. They estimate construction to be complete by the end of 2024. Once the expanded network has been activated on the Kia Peninsula, prices will vary per plan. The results are in for this year's statewide tobacco prevention effort test. Washington didn't make the mark. The American Lung Association released its yearly State of Tobacco Control report this week for every U.S. state and the federal government. Washington State received 3 F grades out of 5 total reviews for its lackluster state funding toward tobacco prevention programs, access to cessation resources, and its failure to ban flavored tobacco products. The federal government also received mixed reviews. Smoking is the leading cause of preventable deaths in Washington State and across the nation, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Around 8,300 Washingtonians die from smoking-related illness each year. In the report, ALA states that about 1 out of every 10 adult residents smoke, and 5% of high school-aged residents smoke. The American Lung Association examined and evaluated the Evergreen State in 5 areas with an A to F ranking system. The state received a failing grade in 3 of 5 categories: funding for state tobacco prevention programs, F strength of smoke-free workplace laws, A level of state tobacco taxes, C coverage and access to services to quit tobacco, F ending the sale of all flavored tobacco products, F. If you or a loved one are living in Washington State and nearing retirement, it might be a good idea to consider a different locale. A new report from personal finance website WalletHub ranked the best states to spend retirement. While locations such as Virginia and Florida landed at the top of the list, Washington State ranked 43rd, effectively being the 7th worst state for retirement. In addition to an overall score, each state earned a ranking for affordability, quality of life, and health care based on 47 key indicators. Although Washington ranked modestly for quality of life at 13th and healthcare at 23rd, it got 45th for affordability. To form its list, WalletHub gathered data from sources such as the U.S. Census Bureau, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Tax Foundation, and FBI, among others. In a separate report from 2022, WalletHub found that Washington is the worst state when it comes to sales and excise taxes. Ask a taco man which local shop makes the best donuts, and you're likely to get a singular answer. Or will you? Turns out there are plenty of allegiances. Now the time has come to make your voice heard on this very important topic. Who makes the best donuts in town? Vote in our poll at thenewstribune.com/TNTDiner. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.